Okay, today is Chaf Beis Kislev, 30th of November. We resume on page Lamed Hey in the Sefer Alei Shur. We had that classic idea from Rabbeinu Tam about Yimei Ava, Yimei Sina, when a person is quote unquote on or off, and not to be discouraged by the challenge. And he spoke a little bit about that. Now, here's a further idea. V'gam b'haskif ha-yetzer koshos, and even when the Yetzirah attacks harshly, in lehis yayish or lehis atzbein, one should not give up or become despondent, sad. Atzuv is sad. Yitochen, it could well be kidafka mitochat kafosav shel ha-yetzer hinu lomde b'me'alin alavot. That specifically, actually, from the attacks of the Yetzirah, we learn exactly what we're supposed to work on. And for what we're actually destined for wholeness, for greatness, for completion.
That's from Corbus Lavobus, he said that.
Well, yeah, he's going to quote a different source. We'll see. Gam hasechel haposhut. Yoch, I don't remember.
He said that the thing that's most difficult for you to do is probably what your whole soul correction is.
In the Peleo, it says in terms of Galgulim, we'll say he's going to quote it from Tzadok. You have to remind me where that is. Gam ha-sechel ha-poshet yochel lehavin. Even the simple logic can understand. Ki ha-yetzer maskif dafka b'nekuda sherban aruyim l'shleimus. He's saying we don't really need any esoteric source. It makes sense. The Yetzirah is going to start up where he really doesn't want you to succeed. That's his job. Or less cynically, that's where it's best for you to have a challenge. So he will attack specifically in the point where we're fit for greatness. Behold, one of the great ones from the mystical parts of the Torah, Tzadok HaKohen Zal. Great Tzadok was one of the great Hasidic Rebbes. He was actually born not a Chassid, became a Talmud of the Ishbitzer. And he was a great posek and gone at a very young age, and then most of his writings we have are in Hasidus, one of the most prolific and popular Hasidish writers. And this might be his most popular sefer. This is from yesterday, the end of the paragraph, Tzidkas HaTzadik. So here's a quote. Kol adam yesh lo chemda miyuchedes. Each person has a specific, let's say, treasure. Uba'osu davar shechemdosu v'tavosu gaveres biyosu. And in that area where his desire burgeons, is particularly strong, v'dover ze atzma hu kli muchan l'kabel berkas Hashem, im yoshev el Hashem b'chol libo. It's in that thing specifically where he is a vessel that's ready to receive the blessing of Hashem if he'll return to Hashem with all of his heart, exactly where he has yetzer, weakness. So,
has to be broken vessel. Has to be broken.
Broken. He's saying. I think Revol is going to elaborate on this, but we think of the Yetzer as like a side thing. It's a distraction. He's telling us the Yetzer Hara comes knocking. That's exactly
where you need to work.
Yeah, that's. And where he has a particular Yetzirah, that's his talent, that's his greatness. Kol echad yedo, every person should know, shebemesh yitzra tokfo biyoser, in the area where his Yetzirah attacks him the most, who kli muchan osam dvarim biyoser, li os nekiyim v'zakim etzlo. He is a vessel, he is a keli that's prepared, that's ready, and that thing's to be the most clean and pure. Udvarim shehirba l'sho b'hem yedo, and the things where he with a lot of sin, he should know. Specifically, that thing, he can be clean and pure heart. Bar there means like borer, where you pick out the dross, you purify it. That's where the Medrash says. Right, there's a Chazal Ben Yona quotes it, the limb with which he did the Avera, he should do mitzvahs. People think, he writes, Ein zerak tikkun la Avera kodemes, not simply a tikkun, we view it as, well, you know, if I did an Avera with my hand, so do a mitzvah with my hand is a tikkun. But he's saying it's more than that. Mida kenegin mida, it's not just a mida kenegin mida, avu gam tikkun nafsho befrat, specifically, if I was brought to Avera in that area, that's exactly where I'm supposed to work on things. That's exactly where I'm most mesugal, most destined for greatness. Ki kol echad nivra l'tikun eizad davar prati. Every person was created for a tikun, a specific thing. Asher bo nesiyachda nafshu befrat ve'in lo chaver. Where his nefesh was uniquely designated, and there's no one else quite like it. And he's saying, really, the areas where a person has the greatest yetzahar, even his most nichshol, that's exactly where he's supposed to be greatest. That's from Tzidkas Tzadik in two different places. I think the beginning was a quote, and the rest is like a paraphrase. A lot of things that Tzidkas Tzadik he shows you from Chumash and from Hiroshim. Mizeh enu lomdim klal gadol. From this we learn a great rule. Ketzad l'hisyaches elatzmeinu. How to relate to ourselves. Hatkif osanu hayetzer. When the yetzahar attacks us, anu misbayshim b'fnei atzmeinu. He's saying this is a reality. He's not saying that this is the way it should be. We become ashamed of ourselves. Not because of the badness and the lowliness per se of the Yitzhara, which actually would be a good response. But rather because of the insult to our honor in this attack. That's, you know, I'm ashamed. I'm better than that. And where does the Yitzhara come from? This is not supposed to be there. We held ourselves to be people of high esteem, high level. And behold, is roused within us a predilection, a tendency towards something lowly. Samal al means like to make nothing. That like nullifies all of our self-worth, all of the way we were ma'arich ourselves. And therefore our whole goal is, this is all wrong, he's saying this is human nature, but it's not the right way, to forget this stumbling as soon as possible. And it should be like it didn't happen. This is totally out of left field, it's not me, it shouldn't happen, I'm not supposed to be like this. So this response, Teguva's response, specifically, is not correct. It's exactly wrong. His orus and yetzer marilon, the arousal of the yetzahara shows us ki es halamnu mehashichvos ha'amukos shel nafshenu, that we ignored, we were unaware of the deep levels, asher gam heim tzrichos lishtatif b'avodaseinu. It's like different levels of consciousness that they also have to partner in our avoda. And that form, that way in which the Yitzhara appeared, it's a symbol, it's an indicator of something spiritual that needs fixing. It's a message. Gives an example. If a person is generally a big maspid, learns a lot consistently, suddenly has a burning desire to leave in the middle of his learning and go out to stroll, simenhu, it's an indicator, ki hashichvos hamukos benasho, mitachas l'saf hakaraso, that the deep strata, the different levels, the deep levels within his soul, beneath his awareness, this is subconscious, terem hishlimum hasmadosa, they haven't yet made peace with his hasmada. And he has to pay attention to them, and he uses the word appease them, but like come to terms, address it. Ketzed mefaisim es kochos hanashim. How are we mefayes spiritual forces? Ayde masu matanim atzmo. By addressing himself, talking to himself. L'shachnea kochos elo b'hechrechius ha'asmoda. L'shachnea is to convince these kochos, these forces, in the necessity of hasmada, as if he was somebody else. I'm getting it. I think that my character is a certain way, and suddenly I do something, I have a yitzhahar that's out of character.
So you're defending yourself in front of that yitzhahar?
Yeah, so what he's saying is, talk to it almost as if you talk to somebody else, because in my mind, that's not me, but I don't realize it really is me at some subconscious level. There's someone in there who actually, there's somebody within me who's not so pleased with what I thought I'm totally pleased with. So as if I'm talking to somebody else. Raka has almost mikochas anefesh amukim, Mr. Kennedy. Only the ignoring of these forces of the soul, these deep forces of the soul, that's dangerous. Mm-hmm. Something that needs to be addressed. And I just want to It was a blip, you know. It was exception to the rule. Right. So that he said that's dangerous, but addressing it is not dangerous. It's a very deep insight. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll continue with letters next time.